yes. Very good clap this time. Welcome to another Geek Culture Congress, ladies and gentlemen. I am one of your hosts, as always, Louis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, here with the very fundy and multi-talented actor, director, Mr. Tarek Lewis. Tarek, what's going on?
What's going on, everyone?
How you doing?
Glad to be back.
Yeah?
I always think you're going to fire me.
Why would I fire you?
I don't know, Speedy.
You own half of this thing. We'd have to, like, you know, settle or something. I don't know. Then we need, like, a divorce lawyer or something. Yeah. Oh, man. Another Geek Culture Congress going down right now. Shouts out to everyone watching on Facebook land. Shouts out to everyone on Facebook land. And if I am pausing here, is because, you know, we got to get the promo on and make sure we share this stuff here with our followers. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we're trying to get these numbers up, you know? We're trying to get these numbers up, baby. Get these numbers.
Get the numbers.
Go. Let's go. So, we did have the pleasure of watching Glass before it officially comes out Friday,
sneak peek.
Or is it tomorrow?
I believe it's
okay. We got that loop going on.
Yeah. I believe.
Yeah.
Is it Thursday? Thursday night.
So let's just stick with Thursday night. Yeah. You know, I'm sure somebody could see it Thursday night if they really were enterprising enough. So, We have to do an official review, of course, here at Geek Culture Congress, because thanks to the people at Sly Fox, who were able to provide us with some VIP access to see the movie, and so we can give our review. So we want to do that, of course, today, and share with you our feelings about the Geek Culture here at Geek Culture Congress. And I get my words and my mind right. About Glass, this is the final chapter of the Unbreakable saga, right?
Perhaps.
So, you know, I would like to start with you, Tarek Lewis, because you are a professionally trained actor.
Yes.
And, a director on the side. So,
I also write, Speedy.
Yes, he does write.
I do sound design.
Yeah.
I also make sets.
Yeah.
And I once fixed a computer.
So give us your take.
My opinion matters.
How you feel about Glass now that we have it has come and gone for us?
Okay. So this is one of the rare movies.
Yeah.
I had high hopes for.
Really?
Going in.
Yeah.
Because I loved Unbreakable was one of my favorite movies. Definitely my favorite M. Night Shyamalan movie. Split, definitely. I thought was great. Glass is the X-Men Last Stand of this trilogy.
Oh, man.
But it's better than X-Men Last Stand.
So if X-Men Last Stand made sense,
yeah,
this will be Glass for you?
This will be Glass, yeah. I walked out of there not excited about it, not knowing what to tell people. And I was talking to a coworker today. You know, he was like, I'm going to go see it. Don't tell me. I'm like, yeah, of course. M. Night Shyamalan would murder us if we told anybody what happens. But it made a lot more sense the next day.
Really?
Like a lot of the things. So I give it a B. I enjoy it.
Hmm.
I think it's worth the money to go see. Only if you've seen the other two films. Do not go to this.
Do not go in this blind without
thinking, oh, I'll just catch up.
Yeah.
No.
So if you haven't seen Unbreakable, definitely can't see this, right? Have you seen just Split? Because you saw Split because you like the horror suspense.
You know what?
I
should have watched Split prior.
Really?
Again. I should have watched Split again prior to this.
I felt like I should have watched, because I did watch Split super recently.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like I needed to watch Unbreakable again just to
get with it. I've watched Unbreakable maybe 20 times in my life.
Okay. All right, cool.
Let me get the positive things.
Yeah. So, what's the positive here? Without spoiling the movie, because M. Night Shyamalan, am I saying his right name?
Shyamalan. Yeah.
Shyamalan.
He
gave us specific instructions not to spoil the movie, or he will come and send the beast after us.
Send the goons. Literally. James McAvoy's performance was masterful.
He was, and man, what a great actor he is, man.
An amazing performance.
Like, I really hope he, like, has another breakout performance in another movie in the future. I mean, he really deserves it.
I mean, I don't see him getting any nominations for this just because of the type of movie it is, but you never know.
Yeah.
But man.
Well, he's got the X-Men Apocalypse movie coming up. He's, of course,
Dark Phoenix.
Yeah, Dark Phoenix. I'm still traumatized by that Apocalypse movie. I keep mentioning it. I don't know what's wrong with me.
What we're not going to do is sit here and talk bad about Apocalypse. That's what we're not going to do.
This is about Glass.
Wait a minute.
He's going to be in that movie, which is the Dark Phoenix. Sorry.
Yeah.
I apologize for the confusion.
I thought his performance was great. I really thought most of the performances were really good.
Yeah.
If I have a critique, I thought the movie moved not consistently. It'd be like, we're going, and then it's no, we're going to slow this down. No, we're going again. And but in hindsight, what I think happened is, and I've had problems with some of the dialogue, but in hindsight, what I think happened was he wrote it like a comic book. If you look at like a comic book with the, you know, cheesy one-liners here and there, I feel like he might have wrote it like a comic book because everyone else, the gist of the movie, that these guys think they're superheroes, you know, she's trying to convince them that they're not. And I think he wrote it kind of like a comic book. But the dynamic between the three, I thought it was really good. So that's my positive thing. My negative thing, again, was the pace of it at times. I've been hearing it, people, without giving away the ending, some people hate the ending, feel like it ruins the movie, and some people love the ending. I was one of the people that loved the ending.
You love the ending, really?
I love the ending.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And anything else? Any other?
What I'm going to do is wait for you to say something I disagree with and then interrupt you with something witty. So.
No final grade then?
A B. I gave it a B.
B?
I gave it a B.
If we were on a stars grade, what would you say you'd give it?
Out of five stars. I give it three and a quarter stars, maybe.
You see? This is probably the only time that me and Tarek agree on something.
Do we?
Yes.
We're on board.
Yes, right, definitely. I definitely give it maybe a B minus, probably, if I had to give it like a scholarship grade. But 3.5, definitely, as a movie entirety.
You do realize that's not a B minus.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. Anyway, I have a different grading scale, okay, Terry? Okay.
No, I mean, I guess you're using AOA style. I'm using MLA. I got you.
So, I am disappointed at the ending, but I accept it for what it is. I use that a lot, right? Because I don't own this stuff, so I can't, you know, say, oh, man, you know, like, you know, that should have been this way. Yeah. You know,
Are you editing a comic book.
Yeah.
I guess you have some right.
Yeah.
You got stuff going on, Speedy.
Yeah, I do have some stuff going on. But I accept it for what it is. Then again, like, you know, I'm editing a comic book, but for example, the gentleman owns it. If he wants his characters to meet a certain demise or to successfully defeat someone with some way, there's no way I'm going to really talk him out of it. You know, I'm just going to fix his grammar probably. Yeah. Or at least try. So,
that's fine.
Without spoiling anything, I accept the ending for what it is. Can I say this one, maybe? Not really a spoiler.
Do you see? You always write it down a little.
Not really a spoiler.
Write it down on a little pad.
But we talked about it in the beginning. Is this the final chapter?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there was a line in the movie near the ending, the final climax of the movie. Climax to the climax, should I say, right? Where they use the line, I won't say who does it, but he uses the line, this is an origin story.
Yeah.
And when I was like, wait a second, this is the third chapter. Mm-hmm. Why are we talking about an origin story?
Yeah.
But then again, that goes into what we just talked about at the beginning of the show. Is this the final chapter of this whole universe, really?
Yeah.
Right? This is his own, the universe he created,
It could be its own universe now.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, I think that line... I heard somebody, one of the other people leaving, saying that, mentioning that.
Right.
That line can also be, you know, sometimes they go back and tell the story. You know what I mean? Like, even in comic books, they're like, well, we're going to go back and tell. Like, Wolverine was introducing X-Men, but then they go back and do Weapon X, you know.
Yeah, that's
true. Technically comes after, you know.
Yeah. So I accept the movie for what it was. I enjoyed it. I think the pacing was okay. I appreciated the exposition because I think I expected it with being the name Glass.
Yeah.
You know, it's more of a mind movie, you know, kind of like a like a mind chess game, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a move and a counter move and a counter move to the counter move. And I pretty much in a nutshell, without spoiling anything, that's the kind of pace this movie has. So,
yeah.
And the pieces are the characters. They're the pawns and the knights and the rooks and the queens and the kings, right?
Yeah.
So, I definitely give it a 3.5 on my scale.
Can I rate you? That's a great metaphor. Speedy, yeah? That's probably your best metaphor.
Really?
I'm giving that a 4.2.
Nah,
I like it. I'm giving that 4.2 on the scale. That's a very good metaphor. I don't anticipate you having more.
And this, sometimes I surprise myself, but, yeah. You know, or I surprise you, should I say. And this movie is more as Unbreakable was about Bruce Willis's character.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Split was about James
McAvoy.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm killing people's last names today.
You don't respect them.
Yeah, right? I don't. and then, of course, Glass was more about Samuel L. Jackson's character.
Yeah, black actors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
black actors.
Yeah. And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
I wish it would have, I'll leave the ending to you, the listener who's listening to this. I'll let you behold it and have your own opinion about it without me spoiling it for you. How about that? Okay. And I enjoyed it. I hope he makes more. I hope he does more. I don't feel complete by the ending. I don't feel like I don't feel like the whole chapter's been closed on that story.
Okay. I can see that.
You know what I'm saying?
I can see that.
And I think they did that by design.
Yeah.
Maybe. Or maybe that's it. It's a wrap. You know, maybe that's it. He's never going to visit that world again. You know, who never knows? You know?
Well, you know, when they finished Unbreakable, mm-hmm. I was like, okay, we got that.
Yeah.
And this that could easily been the end of it.
You could have.
And then I think he did Split.
Right.
They clearly made it seem like, oh, there's more.
Right.
This one leaves you in between. Like, oh, there could be more, or this could just be it.
Okay. You know? So definitely a 3.5 from both of us here at Geek Culture Congress. Go see Glass, especially if you're a fan of Unbreakable and Split. James's performance was just if he doesn't want to like an Oscar for that, I don't know.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, Speedy, I don't know what his chances are because you cannot remember his last name.
I know I can't.
So I hope you don't get a ballot. I hope you're not on the Academy.
I don't have a vote. Sorry,
James, dude. Whatever, man. Just he gonna win. Let's give it to Daniel Day-Lewis again. He retired.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Oh, man. So... we also had some new trailers that dropped as well. So, of course, go check out Glass. Okay. So it's definitely not a dud. There you go.
Definitely not
a dud. Go check it out. It's worth your money. Especially if you enjoy the whole, what has come before. So, we had some new trailers. We finally got to see some Spider-Man Far From Home. We got a trailer.
Yeah.
We got some Mysterio action. So what do you say from the, what's your first reaction to the trailer, Mr. Terry?
So I'm excited about this.
Yeah?
I'm definitely more excited.
What do you think about Mysterio?
You know, he actually looked pretty decent.
Yeah, he did.
Now, that line that he drops in the beginning, I'm like, okay.
How do you say his last name?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
Just say Gillette. That's trending anyway.
I have some comedic just, timing.
Just say Jake Gillette.
Gyllenhaal. There you go. Gyllenhaal.
Yeah. I was going to say it in the old country black man's voice. Gyllenhaal.
Gyllenhaal.
Gyllenhaal, boy. I'm excited about it. I think it looks good. I really liked Happy and Aunt May flirting.
I liked it. I like that.
It's something I always aspired to flirt with her.
Of course, we got some more Samuel Jackson as.
Sam. Yeah.
And his Samuel Nick Fury. Jackson. Nick Fury glory.
Dart in the neck.
Yep.
I'm excited about Spider-Man. If you ask me. The three Marvel movies coming out this year.
So, yeah.
I'm more excited about Spider-Man than I am about Captain Marvel.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. I don't care about Captain Marvel. She's kind of like a nuclear bomb, you know?
Yeah. But you know Spider-Man is my favorite Marvel superhero, for sure.
Definitely.
I think Tom Holland's doing a really good job of of playing him and playing Peter Parker.
Yeah.
And the suits look great. It looks like it's going to be fun.
Of course, everyone is watching this on the Facebook Live broadcast. If you want to chime in, I'm watching the comments. So if you want to make a comment and talk about these trailers that came out, go ahead and make a comment and we'll talk about it right here on the show live. So pre or post snap, your thoughts, Tarik Lewis, Spider-Man Far From Home.
I think this is post snap.
Post snap, really?
I believe this is post snap. And here's my theory. I'm not gonna theorize what happens in Endgame.
Okay.
But I think that how popular Spider-Man is at the beginning of this trailer is attributed to something that happens in Endgame, and maybe some of these other characters are gone. Maybe Captain America's gone and Iron Man's gone, and it's like, oh, these are our new heroes, and Spider-Man's one of those new main heroes. Just a thought.
That's interesting.
Just a thought.
I think that's a possibility. I think the probability of it being a pre-snap is also probable.
I'm 55 for my opinion. You know, 45.
I respect that. I respect that.
I
would say it's 50-50. So I just don't know what they're going to do. You know.
So you don't think it's pre-snap?
If it's post-snap, then that means they must have done something to the timeline. You know, because not even talk about or acknowledge that some kind of cataclysm happened, you know, that half the population died or disappeared for some reason.
Well, if Spider-Man's alive.
Yeah. Plus that.
Yeah.
So,
you know, it's like the big thing. You're like, yeah, it's,
you know, Spider-Man's going to die. And you guys thought it was crazy. See? Yeah. You see?
I don't know.
Post or pre-snap.
That's gonna be a
debatable one. I want you listeners to think about that. Is it pre or post snap as you wait?
So you're not going to go out on a limb with this one.
I'm not.
Remember we did the Avengers.
I know. We did the Avengers.
You were like, I think this person's going to die.
Yeah.
You went on some limbs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You came out okay on that debate.
Yeah. You still won though. I think you got the most points there. Yeah. I definitely think it being post snap is a big probability. Just because it's the way, I don't know if they're going to go, they're already going prequel with Captain Marvel. They go forward and then go backward again.
That's a good point.
I just don't think it's a good business model.
That's a good point.
Marvel Cinematic Universe as a whole. I just don't think it's a good business model. I don't know.
Tony makes Spider-Man an Avenger in the
officially,
Infinity War.
That's true.
He doesn't make him an Avenger until then.
That's true.
So why would he let him go to Europe and be, you know, and be seen and be known and then not making him Avenger? You know what I mean? I don't know.
Well, he has to keep up appearances of his class wants to go on a field trip to Europe, you know.
Well, Foggy's going with him.
Yeah, that's probably.
He's got the suit.
That's true. That's just like, you know, babysitter kind of.
Yeah.
Interesting. So go check out the trailer if you haven't watched it yet. We shared it on the Facebook page, of course, here on Geek Culture Congress. If you haven't given us a like, we finally hit 300 likes on the Geek Culture Congress Facebook page.
We appreciate you all.
Yes, we appreciate you all. Please don't unlike and keep sharing us to your friends. And so we're always talking about everything that's nerd and comic book and sci-fi and anything that's cool, pretty much. So. Yeah. At least that we think is cool. So go check out the trailer if you haven't seen it yet. I have it up on there. If you just search for it, I'm sure you'll find it. Far From Home trailer. And you'll see Gyllenhaal. Gyllenhaal?
Gyllenhaal.
Gyllenhaal. Yeah. See? I already messed up his
There's
name,
two
right?
Of them,
I'm massacring. It's like a massacre.
Maggie.
It's like a last name massacre here in Geek Culture Congress.
You're old school. Like in my day, we were one community. I'm all about the unity.
and then we had one final trailer that finally came out that everybody's been waiting for anxiously. It was just a teaser, though, of course. It wasn't real, no much substance to it, but I guess there were some clues in it. Game of Thrones, Season 8.
GOT. April's going to be one.
For the Throne, the final season.
Man.
And, of course, if you haven't watched that teaser, go watch it, but we'll just ruin it for you right now. So. Yeah. But it's ruined the whole experience for you right now. And, of course, Snow, he is walking through the crypt, the underground crypt that they have
beneath Winterfell.
In Winterfell.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, he's looking at the crypts of people who have died before his father. And then you hear his father's voice talking to him, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And he meets up with his sister and his other little sister there. And then they continue walking and they go to statues of them, mm-hmm. all three of them. And then they turn around. They pull out their swords and their weapons.
Yeah.
And there's like an incoming snow or winter from like when the White Walkers are starting to get close to somebody on the ground. So and then boom, that's it. That's all we get for a teaser. Pretty intense, you know.
Listen, sometimes less is more.
Yeah.
I think they gave us the characters we wanted to see together.
Yeah.
You know, because we have not seen them, those three of them together. I don't think yet, since like season one.
I think their bond this last season is just going to be so tight, no matter what revelations happen.
Yeah, that's what
you know. They've been through so much.
It's going to be great.
I think they're just going to hold on, even if not maybe none or some of them survive.
Yeah,
I think their bond as a family is just going to hold on so tight. I'm really looking forward to that. I hope they write it like that.
I'm like with the.
And I'm just hopeful. I don't know.
Yeah, my thing with Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
is like Walking Dead for me. Like Walking Dead is not about the zombies.
Yeah,
like I'm wondering about the people.
Exactly.
So I just want to see like, you know, Tyrion and Jaime together again, and Tyrion and you know, seeing Sansa. I just, you know, that's what has me excited. But they do have the Ice Dragon is kind of exciting.
Yeah.
But I thought it was a good teaser. I thought it was a good teaser trailer.
It's going to be interesting times. It's going to be interesting. I hope it ends and leaves everyone satisfied. I hope it doesn't end like Sopranos. You know, HBO's got a hit list.
The Sopranos got a jacket was like,
there of
it was like you ordered like a 16-ounce steak.
Yeah.
Right? And they come back and they say, sorry. We're running out of steak. So we got to just leave you with 12 ounces. Like, wait a minute. I want the whole 16 ounce. Like,
nah, yeah.
We're not giving it to you. You
stuck. Yeah. It's like, that's, and I like when they came, I was like, oh, that's the way we're supposed to end it. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm like, all right, fine. But hopefully that doesn't happen for Game of Thrones. I think it'll be fine. So,
yeah. It's going to be good.
Oh, what? Have you been watching Walking Dead?
I have been watching Walking Dead. They're on a break now. They're not back yet.
Yeah. I'm
liking this season.
I tapped out.
I
tapped out.
I was going to True Blood that thing, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, but I stuck around. I fought it out.
I tapped out, man. I don't know.
And I actually catch up like this season.
Yeah?
I actually like this season.
And you recommend it?
I do, but is
the show better because main character's not there anymore?
Well, he was there for like the first three or four episodes.
Yeah.
It's just better. Like, something happened, and they don't tell you what it is, and, you know, there's some big schism happened. They don't tell you what it is, and then something's different. There's a new group. I don't know what's going on. I like the fact that I don't know what's going on. I can't just figure it out.
Right.
And it's not just like the governor, you know, the governor and Negan, we're all the same people.
Right. Yeah, so, they were. They had an archetype.
Yeah.
So definitely.
I'm glad that I do like that. I know we're breaking protocol here, but I did see the Ghostbusters.
We have no protocol here. What are you talking
about? We have no rules. I'm trying to make us seem professional, man.
Sorry, Sly Fox. When it comes to you guys, we have rules, okay?
People out there think that we have a guideline. They don't know.
It's all good.
Ghostbusters teaser.
Yeah. Was there a teaser?
There was a teaser.
And I missed that?
Yeah.
Man.
I finally scooped you.
Yeah, you did.
After all this time. Ghostbusters teaser, yeah. It was it was interesting. It was good.
I guess they're going to have a sequel to the original versions?
They're going to do the original. I don't know if he's remaking it or what, but it's in the teasers in the original Ecto-1. And this is Ivan Reitman's son doing it.
Oh, okay.
Directing this, which he's directed before, but
he's directed other movies before.
Okay. Yeah, I think he directed. I'll find it in a moment. Talk amongst yourselves. I think he directed. What's that name of that movie with the girls and they were in the dream? I can't think of it now. I forgot what the movie was called.
Ah, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's coming then.
It's coming.
Did we get a date?
2020.
2020. Wow.
It's 2020.
Oh man.
He's taking a stab at it.
Yeah. Okay.
And you know,
I'm down for some more Ghostbusters,
which I never saw. I never did see the all female Ghostbusters.
No, I did see it. I enjoyed it. It was okay.
I believe it's on HBO. I'm gonna check it out.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
It's not bad. But I do miss a continuation more of the actual story. So
those guys are old now, man.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm sure they don't really want to deal with it.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want to do no Comic Cons and all that crazy stuff no more.
Yeah. You can't even find Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah. Or Bill Murray, forget it. He's just, I think he's literally lost his mind. Yeah. Oh, man. So what else? I want to wrap up the show. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else. We got Punisher Season 2 coming. I don't even know if that's available yet or not.
It's this weekend.
I believe it's this weekend, yeah. So there's rumors that it's going to tie into Daredevil Season 2 because Karen Page is the actress supposed to reprise her role in Punisher Season 2.
Yeah. I read somewhere also, because I am an actor.
Yeah.
I read somewhere also that she is not expected to play that role again.
That's quite possibly true. Who knows?
Which could mean that there's no Daredevil Season 3.
Oh, that I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it's probably a wrap.
Yeah.
Who knows? Anything can happen, I guess.
I really believe those are all going to turn up on some other app.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Probably go to, what's the other one? Hulu?
Yeah.
Or something like that. Who knows what happens? But, you know, why cancel something that would benefit you? You know what I mean? If you own it, you know? Yeah. So I'm sure as soon as the contracts expire and stuff, you'll see Daredevil and Luke Cage and all that stuff back again somehow, in some way, shape, or form.
Like, take it away for that long and then just,
you know. I think they can't use it. They can't use them after a certain time. It's like a non-compete thing.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Care about the character.
You know, yeah.
But listen, Netflix is running, man.
Yeah.
It's not a sci-fi comic book type show, but You is great. I'm watching The Last Kingdom.
Oh, okay.
Which is great.
Cool.
They got some good stuff on there.
All right,
so his name is Jason Reitman, who's doing the new Ghostbusters.
Uh-huh.
And he directed Juno.
Oh, okay.
And Thank You for Smoking and Up in the Air.
I feel like I've seen that before. I don't remember
all
if
those
I
things, yeah.
Huh.
So he's
all right, cool.
He's out in these streets.
All right, guys. So if you missed any of the podcast, thanks. Shouts out to Valeria. She's watching us and she says that we're awesome. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. And of course, if you missed our Glass review, the whole audio podcast will be up shortly as soon as I can upload it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you could just, you know, start this video back as soon as it's available again on Facebook and listen to our Glass review before you waste any money on it. Definitely recommended here by Geek Culture Congress. And that's a wrap for today, guys. Hopefully Joey Franchise will join us sometime in the future again. I have no idea. Is that him? Oh, I am.
Running by. As you can tell, we don't have legal access to the studio.
No, we don't. It's definitely loaned. It is a loaner.
Yeah.
It is a loaner. So next week, I'm going to be talking to Mr. Randall Begins, who he owns his own comic book. He owns a couple businesses, actually, or he runs a couple businesses. He does. He sells comic books, variants, blank cover comic books.
Yeah.
And I think he works with artists, too, to get some original art on them for people who want stuff done and stuff like that. But he's going to explain to me more or less what he does. And but he also has access to the comic book world and everything that happens. You know, Wednesdays are new book day at a comic book store. So he's going to talk a lot more about that, about anything that's new and fresh in the comic book realm that you can actually read. So I'm going to talk with him possibly Monday or so. And that'll be a show coming forth in the future with him. I'm looking forward to it. He also he used to work for CBCS. Yep. If you checked out my video, I did a live last night before I went to sleep. I got some graded comic books back. Mm-hmm. And I, shared them with the Geek Culture Congress audience yesterday. So he used to work for that company. He also does it on the side now. And I forget the name of the company that he works for, but he is an expert in all that stuff. You know, so it's good to have. We're going to have him more or less on the show when he's available. And we're looking forward to it. So he's a friend of yours, of course.
Definitely.
And we're looking forward to talking to him Monday. Hopefully I'll be able to have a show with him Monday. If not, definitely sometime during the week when we come back then. And that's it for Geek Culture Congress today. Tarek, let them know what's going on with you. What you got working?
I'm in post-production on some films.
Yes.
I'm working on.
Yeah.
And Besides that, I will have a comedy show on the 17th. I'll announce that.
All right.
Like everything mapped out. And,
okay, cool.
Happy MLK Day, everyone.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Everybody have a good MLK Day and enjoy watching Glass. Go watch it. And for as far as me, you can follow my Nocturnal Life, of course, at DJ Speedy JR. All the socials. And I also edit a comic book, as we just talked about earlier today. It's called Alienox, created by Albert Dadmas, and is available right now at Comixology or wherever comic books are sold. Go check it out. It's definitely an interesting story. And issue 3 should be coming out soon, but you can definitely get the first 2 issues are available right now. And thank you so much for watching Geek Culture Congress. We'll be back hopefully next week with our new guest. And, of course, everything that is nerd and geek. Oh, drop your socials, Tarek, so they can follow
my
you.
Name is Tarek on Twitter and Instagram.
All right. That's it for Geek Culture Congress today, ladies and gentlemen. Have a good one, and we'll see you on the flip side. Go to the movies, okay?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.